All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec, I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Saturday, October 3rd. We are officially 1 month from Election Day. The president is still hospitalized after a positive COVID-19 diagnosis in his fat presidential suite, though the White House claims that his symptoms are mild and that the hospitalization is a precautionary measure. The White House physician, Dr. Conley, said that the president is not having difficulty breathing or walking around and is in exceptionally good spirits. The doctor said the president said he feels like he could walk out of the hospital today. But then we have a report like this from Sarah Cook of CBS saying that some anonymous source said the president's vitals over the last 24 hours were very concerning and the next 48 hours will be critical in terms of his care. We're still not on a clear path to full recovery. And of course, you also have the New York Times reporting stuff like this. So at this point, there's conflicting reports about the president's health or possibly the same thing spun in very different ways. But the president's doctor said he is doing relatively well. Three Republican senators have now tested positive for COVID-19 as well. Mike Lee of Utah, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, and Tom Tillis of North Carolina. This reduces the Republican majority in the Senate for the time being to 50 Republicans to 47 Democrats. Trump's campaign manager, Bill Stepien, as well as Republican National Convention chairwoman, Ronna McDaniel, have also tested positive for COVID-19, as has former Trump advisor, Kellyanne Conway. Governor Chris Christie is also positive. Pelosi is negative. Pence is negative. Biden is negative, at least according to their latest COVID-19 test results that have been announced. Meanwhile, with stimulus, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin will likely work through the weekend on the negotiations. I told you yesterday what Pelosi perceives to be the major differences in negotiations right now. And of course, in terms of dollar amounts, the biggest line item difference is assistance for state and local governments, with the White House's offer at $250 billion versus the Democrats' offer in the updated HEROES Act of $436 billion. We do know that Mnuchin had a call with at least one Republican senator this week, possibly more, letting them know that any deal with Pelosi would involve a significant amount of state and local funding. It is thought that Mnuchin is trying to prep Republican senators for a bigger bill than many of them would prefer, especially when it comes to state and local funding. Anonymous sources are saying that Republicans might go for a phased-in stimulus check between $1,000 and $1,200, but that has not been confirmed at all. It is just a rumor at this point. If anything more substantial comes out to support that report, I will let you know. We have learned that Pelosi and Mnuchin also had a phone call with Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell earlier this week discussing state and local funding. We do not have a transcript of this call, but this shows that things are getting more serious now with negotiations. And by the way, if you haven't noticed, Chuck Schumer and Mark Meadows have been absent from the negotiating table this week. This has been the Steve and Nancy show, basically. And like we discussed over the summer, some hawk-eyed Republican senators feel that Steve plays a little too soft with the Democrats and relents to their demands too easily. Well, according to Republican sources for Politico, many Republicans fear that Mnuchin will sign off on the Democrats' wish to allow those otherwise eligible Americans with an ITIN, an individual taxpayer identification number, rather than a Social Security number, to be eligible for stimulus checks. Remember the CARES Act, you had to have a Social Security number even if you were otherwise eligible. Democrats want to change that to allow those with ITINs to be eligible as well if they are otherwise eligible for stimulus. Republicans want to keep the eligibility for those with Social Security numbers only, and Republicans are afraid that Mnuchin may cave to Pelosi on this issue. I'm sure they will say the same thing about state and local funding if something transpires there. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, for his part, has announced pro forma sessions only in the next 2 weeks. Mitch has sounded a bit more positive about a deal being reached than he has been in some time, saying at a news conference in Kentucky, "I'm trying to figure out here whether I should predict another bill quickly or not, but the talks have speeded up in the last couple days. I think we're getting closer to an outcome." Of course, McConnell himself is not on the negotiating table, but he is given routine updates by Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin. Yesterday, Pelosi released a statement calling on airlines to delay worker furloughs after some CARES Act support for airlines expired earlier this week, and she said that that lifeline for airlines would be included in any stimulus relief package or passed as a standalone bill. That latter part, standalone, that's new. That is a shift in perspective, I think, from Pelosi, this newfound willingness to pass something standalone. But of course, this comes at a time when the president is quarantined and all eyes are now on Congress to pass more stimulus before the election. Not much updates for unemployment. I really hope that those of you in Kansas get paid this coming week per the governor's announcement that I told you about yesterday. All right, everybody, that is my stimulus update for today. Thank you so much for watching. Please enjoy your Saturday. I will attempt to. It'll be 100 and something degrees here today. Doesn't feel like fall yet, but I will survive, and I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.